Yerushalmi Shvius, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Lamentef. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chavvav Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Hamalakeit asovim lachim ad sheyevash hamatoik v'amagavev v'yabesh ad sheteyred v'yishnia aleikonim v'alegifonim ad sheyishu mehavim v'amagavev yabesh ad sheteyred v'yishnia. One who gathers moist grasses may eat them without beer until the moisture of the earth that sweetens the fruit dries up. One who gathers dry grasses may eat them without beer until the second rains fall. Cane and vine leaves gathered when moist may be eaten without beer before they fall off from their stems, but if gathered when dry, it's until the second rains fall. Rabbi Akiva, Omer b'kulam achiteirud v'yishnir. Rabbi Akiva says no, all are until the second rains fall. Kayitzaboy, hamaschei bais lechaveiro ad hagashomim achiteirud v'yishnir. Hamud hanaya mechaveiro ad hagashomim achiteirud v'yishnir. Similarly, one who rents a house until the rains has it until the second rains fall. One who vows not to derive benefit from someone until the rains is prohibited until the second rains fall. Ademasai nechnasim aniyim lepardesois acheteyred revieshnia. Ademasai neenin besolfim mekashu v'teven shav shvius acheteyred revieshnia. Until when may the poor enter the orchards to gather the gifts to the poor or to gather shvius produce? Until the second rains fall. Until when may one use and burn the straw and stubble of shvius? Until the second rains fall. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan leiskan aleikanim ela aleigefanim aleikanim eilaim bio. Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Mishnah's text should not say cane leaves, but it should say only vine leaves. Cane leaves don't need bio. V'tani cane aleikanim v'alei oig v'alei chuvim eilahem bio mipnei she'ein minan kale. We have a support from the Brisa. Cane leaves, oig leaves, and carob leaves do not require bio because they don't disappear, they just dry out. Rabbi Zeira boy, Amar Adageshem, Rabbi Zeira asked a question. In the case of renting out a house, what if he said until the rain? Does he mean until the rains or until one rainfall? Acheterad Geshem Echot, the answer is until one rainfall. Taman Taninan, Ha'ime Ha'e Olai Eidsim, La Yifchoith Mishnei Gezirim. The Mishnah teaches in Maseches Shekolim, one who says, I accept to bring wood, plural, as a donation for the altar, he should not bring less than two logs. Amar B'yosi B'ribun, B'ibabab Ha'mamol, by Amar Hare Olai Eitz, Mevi Giza Echad. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rabbi Bamamol, asked, one who says, I accept to bring wood in the singular, may he bring only one log? Amar Blezer, Masnithin Amakain, Shezeh Korban B'fnei Atzmo, Vezeh Korban B'fnei Atzmo, Tataninen, Shnaim, B'yadam, Shnei Gizei Eitzim. Rabbi Blezer says, the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma teaches that the two Kohanim were carrying two logs, one each, and this shows that each is a separate Korban. Tanu Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol Dovah Shu Toloi Buravia Acheterud Ravia Shnia, Roshayna Toloi Buravia Acheyagia Zmana Shoravia. And Rabbi Yosi said in the Braisa, any case listed in the Mishnah that depends on the actual rainfall, such as gathering dry cane and vine leaves, is until the second rains fall. Any case that does not depend on the actual rainfall, such as renting a house, is until the time that the second rains usually fall. Tani Rushing Omer Omer, Shivas Yomim, Shealdu Behem Gishomim, Vlei Pasku, Yesh Behem Kadei Ravia, Roshayna Vashnia, I should say. The Tosefta teaches Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if rains fell for 7 days without stopping, it's considered to be the first and second rains. Tani Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'lamanei k'shma Ravia shei roivas es ha'aretz. The Brisa says Rav Chanina, quoting from Rav Shimon Gamliel, said, why are the rains referred to as Ravia? Because they rest on top of the ground and fertilize it. Am Rav Chanina mekevin shetisach ma shebasade huta ma shebabayis. Rav Chanina says, and here he's discussing the Mishnah's case of straw and stubble, once the straw and stubble in the field has rotted, it loses its sanctity of shvius, and even that which is in the house becomes permitted. Tani Rav Hoshea, afilu la'acha gimul shonim osa acha yisach. The Brisa Rav Hoshea says that even after 3 years it remains prohibited until it rots. Temen to shvius ein shorin oisa betit, shorin betit, batal, vuhu shegavloi, Tevin Shoshvius, a Nosim Oise Bekar, Nosna Bekar, Batal, Vuhu Sheyoshin Olav. One may not soak Shvius stubble in mud for construction, but if he had already soaked it, it's annulled to the mud and it loses sanctity. Shvius stubble may not be used to fill a pillow, but if it was, it's annulled to the pillow and he may sleep on it. Tevin Shoshvius, Mayehe Osa Mishum Svichim. The question is there a prohibition of Svichim on Shvius stubble? Rav Levi, Sambaya, Shal, Ravi Abba, Bar Zavdi, Bashari. Rav Levi of Samba asked this question to Ravi Bar Zavdi, and he permitted it. Am Ravi Zeira, Va'ana de lo samchis alai, Ishtalas, Leilain, the base balsana, Va'amin nagin, Havina, Kanishin, Teven, Mina Uva Schmitzer, Pekad Machasun Maisa Min Shuaya. Rav Zeira says that I didn't rely on Rabbi Abba Bar Zabdi, and I asked the Chachamim of Beis Karsana, who said that we were accustomed to collect stubble before Shvius for the entire year ahead, so we wouldn't use Svichim of stubble, and when we ran out, we would gather stubble that grew on walls, for which there was no decree of Svichim. Amar Biyomir, Masniza Amakain, Shu Mutta, Detani, Atsruim, Bahapitmoin, Lechim, Morson, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Abaisa permits it because it was taught the painters and those that fatten fowl for consumption may buy chicken feed, shells and chaff of produce from anywhere without concern that their svichim Chazal didn't decree on them since they aren't human food. Sava Rabbi Yirmiyah meima afila min achoshed. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested that one may also buy from someone suspected of not observing shias. Amalei Rabbi Yosi le amu ela b'sheina yodea im choshed hu im ein achoshed had deva bawi shu choshed osa. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yirmiyah that they only allowed it when the seller's status was unknown, but not if he was certainly suspected. Amar b'shamay masnisa amakein amar shu asa v'taninan tamon v'shvius v'kalay hakerem v'hekdesh im yesh b'zera uve'etz kadei liten tam. Rabbi Shammai said the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos in the 10th parak there teaches that even stubble is prohibited. It says if fenugreek whose seeds and stems have the same taste fell into a vat of wine, if the fenugreek was of shvius, Kilai HaKerem, which is mixed seeds in a vineyard, or Hekdush, if the seed and stem combined are enough to give flavor, the wine is prohibited. Le'nimsa ma'abed oichle behema, the Mishnah asked, until when may one use and burn the straw and stubble of Shvi'ith until the second rain fall? So the Gemara asked, how is it permitted to burn them? Isn't it called destroying Shvi'ith produce? Tipate ba'oichle behema la'adam, the answer is for a human need is permitted to benefit from animal food in this way. Amri b'mana tipate ba'kadush of Shvi'ith b'vio b'leith at shamamina klum. The Ramana answers that this answer is incorrect. Rather, it's when the time of beer arrived, and since they've lost their sanctity, he may benefit from burning them, and there's no proof that one may benefit from animal food for human need.